Item six is subdivision rezoning 780 Ravelston Avenue West under file DAS Ed 36 of 2014. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing and the following items will also be heard at the same time. Item seven is a variance at 700 to 800 Ravelston Avenue under file DAV 170156 of 2014D.
Okay. We have one person here in support, Mr. Jason Carew.
Thanks. Can I just ask if anybody has filed in opposition to this?
This is all we have.
Okay.
It's yourself. So.
All right. Well, then I'll make this very short and then just get to any questions that you guys have that I can help answer.
Just your name and address for the record.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Jason Corro, 91 Remy Clay's Crescent.
Okay. Go ahead.
What we're looking to do is to redevelop the corner of Ravelston and Plessy with two four-story apartment-style condominium buildings. We think this is a very good use for that lot. We think it goes a long way to clean up the existing building and sort of derelict junkyard of cars that are there right now. We have no issue with anything that's been shown as far as the administrative report goes. The subdivision that we're looking for is simply to assist in financing and phasing of the project. And as you'll see in the report, most of the variances that we're asking for are simply fallouts of the fact that we are dividing this property up to build the buildings individually. We'll have cross-use access agreements from both phases of the project. And we think that this will go a long way to Councillor Baratti, as you mentioned, sort of cleaning up what's there in that area right now.
Yeah,
I'm a lifelong Transconian. Two of my kids go to the school right across the street from this project. We take pride in all of our projects, and we're quite looking forward to moving forward to a successful project right across the street from the 16-hectare future development that the city's looking forward to building, and right next door to the Paul E. Martin Estates that's already under construction. So if there's any questions, I'd be very happy to answer them for you at this time.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions right now?
What's under construction already across the street?
It's not across the street. It's next door.
Next
There's
door?
A project called the Paul E. Martin Estates, and it's been developed through Winnipeg Regional Housing Authority and I'm not really sure who else is involved in that.
Province of Manitoba.
Right, Province of Manitoba.
As in Russ Pauly and Paul Martin?
No, it's Paul E. Martin Estates, as in Paul Martin. Not
oh,
the prime
named
minister.
After.
No, but Paul Martin of Transcona.
Right,
yeah.
Paul E. Martin.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah. His middle name's E.
Right.
So is the famous Paul Martin.
Is it?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
So.
The Transcona guys are pretty
yeah,
famous.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're both famous, right?
Right,
so.
Yeah.
Okay, any questions for the delegation? No? Okay, maybe just hang tight here. We'll just ask as well, is there anybody else who's here on this item with the subdivision rezoning and the variance who has not filled out a slip in support? Anybody in support? Seeing none. Anybody here in opposition? Anybody here in opposition? Seeing none. Anybody here for information? Anybody here for information?
Pretty lonely.
Okay, seeing none. Back to you, Jason. So just a couple things. Again, the public services indicated they'd like to, there was an issue with regards to the land dedication on clause three. Just to clean up that in terms of deleting the wording after the word city, deleting for the purchase of land or purpose of the city or for purposes of the city other than streets. And it's basically not really affecting you. It's more for the city in terms of where the funds are actually going. I don't know why this wording is appearing here, but it's here. We got to clean it up.
Okay, yeah, it didn't appear in my copy, so.
Yeah, it's item number three under the planner's report.
Yeah, no, I have that, but it doesn't say anything about a change of wording. It just, I guess it's fine.
Yeah,
I see it red.
You would still have the land dedication cost, but it would not be the Same. And then the other issue, I guess, that...
That is exactly the same as the one I have, so...
Yeah.
That's fine.
Just jumping to your ACG report. You have in here this issue of contributing towards the bike path.
Yep. So there's a... I guess the three recommendations in here are from the administration are contributing to a 1.5 meter wide asphalt bike path along Plessy. The only question I guess I had about that, and I don't know that it's worth me spending too much time on it, is that's pretty much a brand new sidewalk already right in front of our property, and I'm not really sure how that 1.5 meter wide asphalt bike path would actually fit in there. But, we expected that with the extra work that's happening on Plessy, at some point we'd probably look to connect the something or other. So I don't know how you're physically going to fit a 1.5 meter.
Well, I was just showing a map, a photograph of something like that, and the way it looks like, and I don't understand this because in the past I know Public Works has always argued against this type of development for the purpose reason that it affects their snow storage ability. They're talking about putting the 1.5 meter wide AT path, which is the equivalent of a sidewalk width, right up against the curb, and it just
on the east side of the sidewalk.
So I think it's going to be on both sides.
Pardon me, sir.
I think it's supposed to be on both sides, so they would ask your, you would do your side if you want to pay for your side.
No, I meant on the south side of the sidewalk or the east side of the sidewalk, between the sidewalk and the concrete curb.
Just off the curb.
Oh.
Yeah. This is something that just came from Public Works on their new.
You got some street lights in the way there.
Yeah. Street lights. They showed me actually a plan that has street lights.
They're asking for cash on demand towards the cost.
Yeah, we wouldn't be
building it, but you'd be paying for it.
Yeah, we're fine with that.
But I guess what I would like to ask you is, would you be prepared to strike that and in lieu of that, contribute towards a lit, signalized pedestrian crosswalk at that intersection that you're building this complex at? There's a crosswalk right now, a zebra crosswalk, sign crosswalk. It's not lit. At the intersection of Ravelstone and Plessy, on the north side of that intersection.
Right.
And what it is the children who go to the school there, the junior high, they take a bus, a lot of them who are ineligible for busing, of course, and they cross there. And it's one of those issues that have been kind of in the community in terms of getting a lit crosswalk there. Would you be amenable to, they're around $40,000 to $50,000 range, would you be amenable to that?
Well, I have no idea off the top of my head what our budget was for that asphalt bike path was. I'd certainly be willing, I'm totally amenable to that idea and contributing to that. Are you talking about because of the fact that pathway doesn't physically work that we contribute that same amount towards the crosswalk?
No, I'm just saying that we would strike the requirement because it doesn't.
So
it doesn't make any sense to have this requirement. In my view, where the sidewalk there is in very good shape and there's really not any space for an AT path.
Yeah.
And instead put in an obligation that you would install or work with or have the city actually installs those, then you would install, you would be covering the cost of that installation at the, yes.
Yeah. We're planning to put a dead crossing here.
Okay.
And so they pay us a proportionate share of that.
A ped crossing?
Yeah. I have said.
Okay. But
1,500 buses.
Okay.
So it's there.
Yeah, but the half signal is very expensive. It's a $200,000 touch.
Well, I'm not saying that they pay for the whole thing, but instead of contributing to a pedestrian crossing, contributing to a pedestrian half signal.
Towards the half signal?
Yeah.
Okay.
So maybe 15% or whatever that.
15% instead? Okay. Or 25? 25 would be more. We're just talking here. Sorry, Jason. We're just talking. I was just pointed out that another development application at 1500 Plessy which is the lands to the north, the joint venture. It was just pointed out to me by Mr. Jasper that there's a development obligation already for what's called a pedestrian half signal. I had forgotten about that we included
on the north side
on
of that.
The north side. So if that were to be the case, if you would contribute the equivalent share of what would a pedestrian crossing would be. So basically, it would be, if we said 25%, the pedestrians' half signals run about 180 to 200. So 25% would be anywhere, it would be 50,000 or less,
yeah.
Just to give you an idea.
You know, without knowing exactly what we had in our budget, I would suggest maybe as a way to move this forward, we would certainly be willing to contribute 100% of what we had estimated for the sidewalk on Plessy, because we don't need to do that now.
Okay.
But I would want to go back to check those numbers. And the reason that it's actually sticking in my head right now is that we received some news just today. In servicing this property, we need to cross two main water feeders that we didn't know about, like large water feeds, and we're not tying into. So we need to go right across to the school side of Plessy to get tied into the water main, and we cross, I think it's called a feeder line, underneath, it's right underneath Plessy, and the grades that our civil engineer has set forward, there is a bit, the one on Ravelston's fine, there's a bit too close of a clearance within the feeder main and the sewer pipe, the gravity pipe that goes to the east side on Plessy. Anyways, short story is, first estimate came in today at $60,000 to sleeve this pipe that we do not have anything budgeted for. So I just took a $60,000 punch in the nose on the way over here. So I we're still fully planning on proceeding, but I would like to be able to take the opportunity to, you know, to maybe switch that asphalt sidewalk to the contribution, as opposed to just guessing at what we carried and, you know, maybe putting ourselves in a position that we don't have sufficient funds in the project.
Okay, thank you. Was there anything else?
Nope, not at all, no.
Okay. All right. Any questions, councillors? Okay.
I didn't quite understand. You would prefer to, regarding the asphalt, to move that to a contribution?
Well, I think the suggestion by Councillor Wyatt was strike the asphalt, so we don't have to do it, and in lieu of that, put in a $40,000 to $50,000 crosswalk. If I knew right now the sidewalk was anywhere close to that, I would say absolutely no problem. But I didn't do a review of the estimate before I came in here. You know, I'm sure we have a good chunk of money in there for that sidewalk, and I'd be willing to agree, you know, immediately to something if we just came to an agreement that we'll come up with a fair market valuation for that sidewalk and instead contribute that. And then just change the, you know, if the wording read something like, instead of now where it says, you know, cash contribution for a 1.5 meter asphalt pathway, something that says cash contribution towards a crosswalk in the amount equivalent to a 1.5 meter asphalt bike path, the full width of your property.
Well, I mean, I was just talking to Mr. Jasper, and you're sorry for jumping in, but your frontage on Plessy is pretty minor.
Yeah.
And you have an approach there as well, which means that in terms of the actual length that you'd be building, in terms of, you know, you're not, for a 1.5 meter wide asphalt path is pretty, it's a very short distance, so
okay,
your cost would be minimal, meaning Mr. Jasper just threw a $10,000 to $15,000 figure kind of
right.
That small strip, right? So if we were to say, you know, 5% or 10% of the other light, then that would be, you'd be safe in that range.
Sorry, what's the light guesstimate at?
Probably around, they're running, what are they running at now?
Actually about 150.
150?
Yeah.
150. That pedestrian house, so that'd be, 10% would be 15,000.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, just, yeah, if you want to, there you go. Yeah,
that would be, then it would just clean up the report, you
yeah.
wouldn't have the issue of the bike path, you know, we do one or the other. Kind
yeah,
of, right?
Sure, so, that's fine.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Councillor Schreier, if you want to take the chair. I'll move that the report of the public service be taken as read.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Carried.
I'll move that receipt of public representations be concluded.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Carried.
I'll move that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in with the following amendments and forwarded on the Standing Committee of Property Development. Namely, the First Amendment is in the planner's report under Clause 3 that the wording after the wording where it says in the sentence be paid to the city, there should be period, and the balance of the clause where it says for the purchase of land for the purposes of the city other than streets be struck.
Is that-
and as well, we don't need to do any amendment here with regards to mobile signs or because they have filed for a it's not an RMU application, correct? Or third-party advertising billboard signage, that's not an issue?
No.
Okay. And then the other amendment, Mr. Chairman, is under the ACG report. Sorry, I just lost it. Okay. Also, just to correct the date to February the 19th, 2015. And I'd like to strike clause B1 and in its place indicate the developer shall pay to the city in cash on demand the equivalent of 10% of the half signal, pedestrian half signal to be installed at the intersection of on Plessy Road at the intersection of Ravelstone Avenue West on the north side of said intersection. I don't know if we can work clean up the wording, but
we can work with Greg to
sure.
clean that up.
Sure.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Those
aye.
Opposed? Carried.
The support for the application is it's straightforward. Again, this is consistent with our Winnipeg. This site is quite an interesting site. This is the first site of where actually Jim Gauthier got his career started. This is the Gauthier family Studebaker dealership.
Wow.
Started at the site. It's quite historic. It's very unique. It's really where he got his feet wet in business. But the site has unfortunately grown tired. This is a great opportunity to improve the area. There's a demand for housing in Transcona. Vacancy rates are extremely low, at zero in some cases. And there's a need for housing. Furthermore, it's consistent with development that's been taking place when we did our Winnipeg and the our Winnipeg amendment for this area. To move it out of being industrial lands to more residential lands. We are building the multiple family affordable housing project just to the west with a total of 97 units of affordable housing to the west, Polly Martin Estates as well. We have 1,500 Plessy to the north with a joint venture for the city of Winnipeg and looking at density there as well and renewal. This site, the amenities and the proven track record of this company is definitely welcome in the community. It will improve the area, and it's definitely a gateway into the community. And so it's a welcome project, as well as the improvements in terms of the fact that on this area of Ravelstone West, no sidewalk exists. And this will definitely, as pointed out today with our pedestrian bike strategy, there's a need to fill in the gap where gaps exist in our sidewalk system. This will definitely do that in a big way. And so that's extremely positive along Ravelstone and West. And as well as the contribution towards the pedestrian half signal at the intersection of the existing unsignalized crosswalk will definitely be an added advantage for the community. In the future as well, increasing safety and making the community more walkable and livable. So those are my supporting reasons, Mr. Chairman, and I'd like to move that.
May I ask you questions at this time? Is this
absolutely? Not. You could ask the public service a question if you like. Or are you asking a motion?
A plethora of sources of wisdom and information, but in your reasoning, you talked about good for pedestrian because of the crosswalk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know, I guess that's it.
And the sidewalk. There's right now, if you look at the diagram that's on the in the application of Ravenswood, their proposed development, you'll see a sidewalk running along Ravelstone Avenue West. If you look at the aerial, that sidewalk actually does not exist. There is no sidewalk on Ravelstone Avenue West on the south side of Ravelstone. The sidewalk does exist on the north side of the site of the former water and waste and public works yard, but on the south side, there's no sidewalk that exists. And that's something that we need to address. It's also the condition of Ravelstone and Crisland in this area needs to be upgraded. It's been recognized by the department, but there's not a rationale to do that now with the heavy construction going on both at the WHRC site, which is right next door, as well as the construction that's soon about to take place here. The rehabs that will need to be done at Ravelstone, that section of Ravelstone West, which has been closed at the end by Crisland, so it's a small section now, and Crisland would take place in the near future after the construction. So that will definitely improve the area. So, but those are my supporting reasons, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Thank you, Councillor Wyatt. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Carried.
And I'll move that the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
Those in favor? Those opposed? Carried.
Aye.
Please note that the committee has made a recommendation on this matter that will now proceed to council. No further representations are permitted on the subdivision and rezoning. All persons registered for the public hearing will receive notice when the matter is considered by council.
In terms of the variance, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that the report of the public service be taken as read.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Carried.
I'd like to move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Carried.
I'd like to move that in accordance with subsection 2473 of the City of Winnipeg Charter, the variance is consistent with Plan Winnipeg and any applicable secondary plan. B, does not create a substantial adverse effect on the amenities, use, safety, and convenience of the adjoining property and adjacent area, including an area separated from the property by a street or waterway. C, is the minimum modification of a zoning bylaw required to relieve the injurious effect of the zoning bylaw on the applicant's property. And D, is compatible with the area in which the property is to be affected as situated. And the same supporting reasons.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Carried.
I'll move that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in and that the variance is approved.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Carried.
I'll move that the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Carried.
Please note that the committee's decision with respect to this application may be appealed. Should you wish to appeal, information on how to do so will be included in the order issued, which will be mailed to all persons registered.